a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, it was a price to pay for one night of near normalcy, a week of quarantine for 200 students in Spotswood exposed to COVID at homecoming.
Ahead of last weekend's homecoming dance at Spotswood High School, students turned in permission slips that outlined the 10-day quarantine if anyone tested positive within 48 hours, since the crowd of about 375 was too tough to contact trace. A number were feeling symptomatic Monday and stayed home. By Thursday, three students tested positive. Students who showed proof of either full vaccination or that they had ended isolation after their own case of COVID within 90 days prior have been able to return to school under the policy. Full quarantine ends Tuesday. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Pfizer and BioNTech have requested their COVID vaccine be licensed for children ages 5 to 11 across the European Union, what would be the first opportunity for younger kids in Europe to get vaccinated. The pharma companies have made the same request with U.S. regulators. Their shot is still the only one with even emergency approval here for kids as young as 12. As a New Jersey motorist, you may believe the Garden State is home to the absolute worst drivers. You're not far off, according to a 2021 analysis from Quote Wizard. Using millions of insurance quotes, the company found that New Jersey has the eighth worst drivers in the country.
New Jersey, you gotta stop speeding. That's really what propelled you up the ranks.
In the report, Iowa's drivers rank as the worst, New Hampshire as the best drivers. Now, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association business report, and as we previously reported this afternoon, a panel of U.S. health advisors has endorsed booster doses of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration panel said today that the booster should be offered at least 2 months after immunization, but didn't suggest a firm time. The FDA isn't bound by the vote, but its ultimate decision could help expand the nation's booster campaign. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 382 points. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association, a catalyst for business growth for over 110 years. Now more than ever, your business needs a trusted advisor. Let them put their experience to work for you. Visit njbia.org today to learn more. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on podcast. Changing conditions through the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is cream, C-R-E-A-M, cream.
The $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
We have New Jersey Fast Traffic.
It remains a very difficult ride along the New Jersey Turnpike. Both spurs to the car, the truck lanes. A lot of slowdowns around exit 12 now with a northbound crash in the truck lanes. Near exit 12, it's in the left lane. It affects the car lanes, too, and everybody slows down south of that area as well. Parkway's been taking a pounding. We've had numerous accidents. They cleared one south at 143. There's still one north at 140. And there's lots of slowdowns farther down the line coming into Woodbridge. And then from exit 98 down past 82, you've got delays as well. 22 west in the Hillside, a crash in the right lane. 80 west in Fairfield, they cleared one pretty quickly. 78 eastbound at exit 43, it's a crash on the shoulder of the roadway. Heads up for delays around that. And 287's been rough north at exit 5 to 10, southbound at exit 7, right down exit 1. And there's also slow traffic leaving New Jersey, mostly at the Holland Tunnel. That's close to a 20 to 25 minute delay. A bit better at the Lincoln and the George Washington. Still have a crash in Middletown, 35 south of New Monmouth Road. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south, 42 up. Boy, so northbound traffic is jammed. Yeah, northbound from Black Horse Pike exit 10A up through to Creek Road. We have three right lanes blocked off with a crash. Now, most of the traffic in the afternoon goes south on 42. And yeah, we do have delays coming off of 76 and 676 down towards Creek Road. And the Turnpike has southbound delays. Walt Whitman service area down to exit 3. We also are looking at a heaviness at 295 south from exit 36A all the way down through to exit 26. It's a rush hour. And And we also have backed up traffic. Delaware Memorial Bridge with the repairs going on still from this morning's accident. Turnpike southbound is slow approaching the bridge as well from exit 1. And in Mercer County, Lawrenceville, 206 still blocked off both ways right by Craven Lane with a pull down from an early morning accident. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating and cooling system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for both systems throughout the entire season, or your repair is free, no questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here, weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The bottom line for this weekend, please stay weather aware of changing weather conditions. We dive into the weekend with summer-like warmth, but don't be caught off guard by a sudden round of stormy weather tomorrow, followed by the inevitable big cool down. Tonight stays quiet, mainly clear and comfortable. Lows dip into the lower 60s. And tomorrow morning looks good. It will be windy, but sunny and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Clouds will increase as tomorrow goes along, with strong thunderstorms likely starting mid to late afternoon. That'll put a quick end to any outdoor activities. Quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and lots of lightning will be possible. Sunday turns much cooler. Highs only in the lower 60s. Big difference. It'll be sunny and breezy. Sunny in mid-60s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Newark, it's 75, Helmetta, 83, Hackettstown, 80. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.